Lee, another 3 points. How did you assess the game and the result?
Well, the result's fantastic. Absolutely delighted. I thought we scored two outstanding goals, played some good football at times, created other opportunities. Just felt we're a little bit loose without the ball, and we gave Coventry too much invitations towards all our goals, and you know, could have given the game up. We made it harder than it should have been, to be honest. But you know, that's me nitpicking. That's me wanting to try and get to perfection. And but it's the players who set that, because the standard of their performances has been really high. So, but let's. You know, we need to just keep plugging on and see where we go.
You came out of the blocks very quick tonight, started the game on the front foot. Was that always in the game plan, to try and hit them hard early on?
Yeah, that's where we play. We've got players at the front part of the pitch who are prepared to work extremely hard for us. It's front foot football, and it's football that's been successful for us in the last few weeks. So I thought we died a little bit in terms of our intensity to do that. But that's understandable. Two tough games in the space of 3 or 4 days. But absolutely delighted with the outcome.
James Vaughan scored plenty of goals before you arrived here. You must be delighted to have him in your squad and an option available for you.
Absolutely. I think you know, to have a player of his quality is a huge bonus as a manager. You know, very, very impressed with him. I love his manner around the training facility. He's bubbly. He's got high demands of himself and the players around him. And he does his job, he scores goals, and his goal tonight was fantastic, and the second goal just as much. Tremendous little pass from young Callum Stiles, and Popey finished it very well.
3 wins in 3 for you, but on Saturday coming, another tough game here at Gig Lane against Gillingham, another side that's in and around you in the table. It's important not to lose your focus.
Without a shadow of a doubt, the next one comes around quickly, so it's imperative that we don't lose focus. This is another huge game for us Saturday, so we'll have to dust ourselves down and go again.
You were given a terrific reception as you came out tonight by the Bury crowd. That must please you as well, the fact that the Bury fans are right behind you and the team.
Absolutely. I'm a big thank you to them. You know, their support since I've arrived at the club's been tremendous, and I'm really appreciative of it. And you know, that reception they gave to us before the game was, you know, really humbling. And I like the support for the team. Even they could sense a little spell in the second half where Coventry were just gaining a bit of momentum, but they stuck with the team, they supported the team, the chanting, and you know, the encouragement to the players, I could hear in abundance. So really appreciative, so a big thank you to them for that.
Looking ahead to Saturday, it's at the moment Saturday Tuesday in terms of the games. Would you prefer to get more time on the training ground, or do you want to just get the games on and get them played?
Well, obviously, you know, this, the next few days are imperative, because the way we want to play, we need to have them fresh, and we need to be ready to go again. So next couple of days are crucial to make sure we get to the level of performance we can. Can we tweak things and improve on things where we felt we're a little bit short tonight, and then go from there.
Well done tonight, and good luck Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.